WLDS Radio News Time is 3 minutes after the hour with an update of news, sports, and weather. I'm Blake Schnitker. Here's what's going on right now. An estimated $400,000 worth of cannabis was seized by local law enforcement near South Jacksonville Monday morning. You may remember that Morgan County Sheriff's deputies made a drug bust right before the beginning of 2018. An RV was searched off of Love's Drive in Jacksonville back on December 31st, and deputies seized 1,000 pounds of marijuana with a street value of $5 million. Two people were apprehended and arrested in connection with that crime. Well, they've done it again, although this time it wasn't quite 1,000 pounds. According to a statement released by the Morgan County Sheriff's Office, on Monday at around 8 a.m., Morgan County deputies investigating a suspicious SUV on a car hauler parked on Love's Drive seized approximately 150 pounds of high-grade cannabis with an estimated street value of over $400,000. An Illinois State Police K-9 unit responded to the location and assisted deputies. The one-pound packages of cannabis were located inside all four of the SUV's tires, as well as in two spare tires and in all four doors. Morgan County deputies were assisted in the investigation by the Illinois State Police, Central Illinois Enforcement Group, and the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency. According to a statement from the chief deputy of the Morgan County Sheriff's Office, no arrests were made at the time of the seizure due to the SUV being one of many in the car hauler and the only vehicle in question. The driver of the car hauler was completely cooperative with deputies and investigators, and no evidence could be found that the driver was aware or in connection with the marijuana. The SUV was last registered in the city of Merced, California, and authorities believe the marijuana was on its way from California to Chicago. Four people were hurt following a two-vehicle crash on West Morton yesterday afternoon. According to reports from Jacksonville Police, there were four individuals involved in the crash. They include 31-year-old Ellen Hart and Timothy Banks, both of the 400 block of Anna, as well as 72-year-old Otto Brown and 53-year-old Cheryl Brown, both of Beardstown, all four of whom were taken to Passavant Area Hospital for treatment of the injuries. Authorities say that the accident occurred in the parking lot of Hardee's when Brown's vehicle collided with the other vehicle as Hart was attempting to exit the parking lot. The status and seriousness of their respective injuries remains unavailable at this time. Hart was cited for failing to yield. And in sports, the Cardinals-Cubs game scheduled for this afternoon has been postponed. With the latest from the News Radio 1180 WLDS Newsroom, I'm Blake Schnitker.